My name is Faisal and I am a PhD student in University of Florida under the supervision of Dr. Tripti Vashis and Dr. Jeffrey Gebrecht. Today, I am going to talk about how mineral nutrition affects the fruit quality at harvest and during post-harvest storage life of HLB-affected cultivar LBA-9. Honglong bean disease is caused by Labary bacteria. Often the HLB-affected trees show quick dieback, feeder root loss, and compromised fruit quality. Among the compromised fruit quality, HLB symptomatic fruit are often of small size, loop-sided shape, showing the blotchy peel color that is green, shriveled seed, and fruit marketing issues that shows higher acidity, higher bitterness that make this fruit unmarketable. So what is the role of mineral nutrition? Nutrition helps in plant metabolism and it can also boost tolerance to different diseases by systemic acquired resistance. HLB-affected plants show deficiency symptoms of many macro and micronutrients. In our field trials, enhanced micronutrient application improved the productivity and fruit yield of HLB-affected Valencia trees. Among so many different minerals, we selected potassium, calcium, and boron because based on literature, potassium is involved in osmoregulation, sugar translocation, enzyme activation, and chlorophyll degradation. Calcium is involved in cell division and elongation, membrane integrity, and reducing the decay incidence during post-harvest storage. Boron plays a role in fruit setting, carbohydrate transport, as well as lignin biosynthesis and plant defense. So among the objective, my first objective to see the effect of HLB disease on asymptomatic and symptomatic fruit categories at harvest and post-harvest storage life of HLB-affected mandarin LBA-9. And similarly, how the nutritional application including potassium, calcium, and boron affect on fruit quality, sensory quality at harvest, and similarly during the post-harvest storage of HLB-affected mandarin LBA-9. LBA-9 is a recent release cultivar from University of Florida. Its trade name is Sugar Bell, and its field trials showed that it has the tolerance towards HLB disease. So that's why we selected this cultivar. We divided our experiment into two different parts. In the first categories, we selected LBA-9 trees. We divided the fruit based on disease incidence, either asymptomatic or symptomatic. 5 fruit were used as 1 replicate. It's a complete randomized design with 4 replications. Fruit were stored at 25 degrees Celsius at the relative humidity of 80 to 85% for 3 weeks. And the sampling was done at day 0, 7, and 14. So how did we select our fruits? Here on the left picture, we can see asymptomatic fruit that is a bell shape. It doesn't show any symptom related to HLB, whereas the fruit on the right side showed the loop-sided and as well as blotchy peel color that shows the symptomatic fruit categories. These are the list of parameters that we measured and will be discussed in the results section. In addition, in the statistical analysis, we use SigmaBLAST with ANOVA statistical analysis, one-way and two-way, and mean comparison was done by Tukey test. So here are the results of the first experiment, symptomatic and asymptomatic. Some of the physical attributes, each graph shows a particular parameter. X-axis shows the fruit categories asymptomatic or symptomatic. Yellow bar shows the asymptomatic fruit. Green bar showed the symptomatic fruit. Asymptomatic fruit have higher fruit diameter, contain higher healthy seeds, showed higher peel thickness than symptomatic fruit. And in the next graph, during the post-harvest storage time, X-axis shows the timeline T0, T7, and T14, and faded bar shows the required parameter characteristic during the storage period. And fruit waste was significantly higher in asymptomatic fruit than symptomatic fruit. Compression force actually tell us the firmness of the fruit, and it was significantly higher in asymptomatic fruit than symptomatic fruit. Overall, the compression force was higher at T0, but decreased during the storage period. Peel color A to B ratio showed us the intense orange color. Asymptomatic fruit have higher intense orange color as compared to the symptomatic fruit. And peel color A value showed us the red color. Overall, our asymptomatic fruit have higher red color as compared to the symptomatic fruit. With respect to TSS, symptomatic fruit have higher TSS content than asymptomatic fruit, and TSS content increased during the storage period. With respect to TA, our symptomatic fruit have higher TA content than asymptomatic fruit. Overall, the TSS to TA ratio was significantly higher in asymptomatic fruit than the symptomatic fruit, and the trend was similar during the storage period. This graph shows sugars and organic acid quantification. Similarly, y-axis shows the sucrose, x-axis shows the different days, day 0, day 7, day 14. Faded bar shows the sucrose content during storage. Sucrose content was found higher at day 14. A similar trend was observed with fructose, glucose, and ascorbic acid. With respect to citric acid at harvest, symptomatic fruit have higher citric acid content as compared to asymptomatic fruit, and it got increased during the storage period. A similar trend was observed in the malic acid. So this is the summary table of our first experiment, in which we were trying to do evaluation effect of HLB on asymptomatic and symptomatic fruit. In the first slide, we mentioned that often symptomatic fruit are unmarketable because it has the lower size, it has the lower diameter, and lower compression force. Similarly, some of the our required, so whatever the consumer demand, all parameter come under the category of asymptomatic fruit as compared to the symptomatic fruit. So until now, we have seen, although the LBA-9 is tolerant to HLB disease, but there are differences between asymptomatic and symptomatic fruit categories. So from the next experiment, we try to increase the fruit quality attributes by using the mineral nutrition application. Among the material method, we selected 10 years old HLB affected mandarin LBA-9 trees, which were grafted on swinger rootstock. 8 different mineral nutrition combination was used. It was a randomized complete block design with 4 replications. 3 trees were considered as 1 replicate, and soon after harvest, fruit was stored at 25 degrees Celsius with a relative humidity of 80 to 85% for 3 weeks, and fruit sensory quality was analyzed soon after harvest. Here are the list of all the 8 treatments that are the individual mineral nutrient or a combination. Here is the timeline. We applied all the nutrient treatments as a foliar application on the developing fruit at different growth stages. Here is the visual pictures of our treatment result. Here we can see that control and calcium treatment treated fruit still have lower fruit size along with blotchy peel color, whereas with potassium and boron treatment, the fruit developed orange color while still hanging on the tree. And a combination of potassium and boron fruit showed higher attractive orange color intensity. This slide shows the sensory evaluation using GLMS scale. GLMS scale is range that also include the perception of intensities for each parameter. So based on the results, consumer perceive less sourness in potassium-treated fruit, more sweetness in potassium treated fruit, and flavor intensity was higher in potassium and boron treated fruit, and no significant difference was found in overall liking. This table shows the TSS-TA and TSS-to-TA ratio. No difference was found in TSS and TA ratio, whereas in case of boron, TSS to TA ratio was significantly higher than control. This graph shows the fruit weight was higher in potassium treated fruit. Fruit diameter was higher in boron, potassium and calcium, potassium and boron, and calcium and boron treated fruit than control. Compression force was higher with the potassium treatment. Interestingly, potassium and boron in the calcium treatment, interestingly, potassium and boron treatment also showed higher compression force than control, and compression force decreased during the storage. This table shows the peel color attributes. The top row shows our nutrient treatment. The first column on the left shows our peel attributes, A to B ratio and B value. The next column shows D0 and D21, and the data was analyzed as an interaction. So peel color A to B ratio showed us the orange color intensity, which increased in every treatment during storage, except potassium and boron treatment. Because potassium and boron treated fruit already developed orange, intense orange color while still hanging on the tree as compared to control. And similarly, no difference was found in potassium and boron treatment with respect to B value. So here is the summary table of mineral nutrition and LB8-9. We have not done the sensory evaluation for the combination treatment. That's why we have nothing there. The yellow color shows higher value, our desired requirement, and the blue color shows the lower. For instance, in case of sweetness, potassium treated fruit showed people perceive more sweetness in potassium treatment and more flavor intensity, whereas less sourness was perceived in this category. So majority of our attributes in this case, we have seen, although the symptomatic and asymptomatic fruit categories, there were differences. Fruit size was smaller with higher TSS content, but higher TA ratio. Here with potassium and boron treatment, we were able to increase the size of the fruit along with the sweetness or TSS content. It means potassium somehow helped the fruit to grow bigger and to perceive more sweetness. And our desired characteristic fall under the category of potassium and boron treatments. So this project is still in the pipeline for further biochemical analysis, organic acid, sugars, limonites quantification, and also the second year study is still pending. So at the end, I would like to thank my committee members, my two labs, Tree Fruit Production Lab and Post Harvest Biology and Technology Lab, and my funding sources. Thank you. Questions.
Yeah. How many fruit did you sample per treatment off that? I didn't see that on your. So, how many fruit did you subsample off the tree for each one of those analyses?
I'm sorry.
So, when you said you had three trees per rep, how many fruit did you harvest off of that in order to make your analysis?
What? It depends upon our requirement for from each tree. We collected around 40 fruits. And then make a pool. Thank you.